Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christ Community Church. If you would like more information about this podcast or Christ Community Church, please visit our webpage at www.gochristcommunity.com. Blessings and enjoy the sermon.
Well, while the kids are going out, let's just stretch our hands out toward them. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord God, for the youth of this church. We just pray blessings on them, that they're the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath, that they'll be pillars in this community, that they are the life of this church, they're the life of this county, they're the life of this city, they're the life of this state. And Father, we take the responsibility to raise them up in the way they should go. And Father, we ask for your help in that, that we just speak blessings on them, that they'll be the head in their schools, their lessons and everything that they will learn, in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Well, again, my name's Bo, and it's my beautiful bride, Kathy, and our ministry is Morning Star Outfitters, outfitting people for Jesus. And I know it might not be proper to announce, but we've been led from the Lord to start services in Elko again, start Elko Cowboy Church. And our ministry is to bring people to another level. We're not about trying to steal people away from their other churches. Our services will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and stuff. But if you're inclined to want more, want something more in your life than what you have now, I encourage you to come and join us. We'll be at the Stockman's, where we'll be starting once a month and possibly going twice a month here shortly. And we encourage you to come and see us. Praise God. And I think at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we got Blaine and Molly Lilly's going to be doing the music, and we'll have an awesome time. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you brought your Bibles?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 8. I'd like to start reading in verse 13. It says, "The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. To both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken." You know, when I was you can be turning to 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll start reading verse 4. You know, when I was a boy, my grandfather was a carpenter, one of them. And I got to go for the summer with him building a cabin up in, I think it was in Atlanta, Idaho, up in the mountains, building a cabin. And there were squirrels running everywhere. And I got on a campaign to catch me one of them squirrels. And so I found me, a little bigger than this one, but I found me a apple crate, a wooden one. And I whittled me out a stick, kind of like this. And I spent most of my days laying on the ground trying to trap me one of those squirrels. I did catch a few, but I never could figure out how to get them out of there without them getting away. And one time I even caught one, and I thought, well, I'll just leave him there till I figure out how to get him out of there. Next morning, he dug out and was gone. But it entertained me for a long time. And so let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 4 through 10. It says, "Come to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious," which we know that's Jesus, and who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient or unbelieving, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Now that word there, offense, in the Greek, I don't know if I pronounce it right or not, but it looks to me like it's the word scandalon. And the first interpretation of that Greek word scandalon, which we have translated as offense, is trap stick. So the very first is trap stick, a snare to ensnare, cause of displeasure or sin, or entice to sin, or abandon your faith, occasion to fall or stumble, offense, or things that offend. Amen. I'm going to put this back together. I like that standing up there. Praise God. So it says that Jesus became a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they were also appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now a people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Let's turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 30. In Romans chapter 9, I'll start reading in verse 30. It says, "What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not obtained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You know, this is the way to get anything you have in life. It says that you don't need somebody to bring Christ down from above or up from the grave. That it's as close as your mouth. Amen. Everything you need, from your finances, from your healing, whatever you need in life is as close as your mouth. Because whatsoever things you say and believe, you will have whatsoever things you say, right? Mark 11, 23 and 24. So, salvation is as simple as that. To believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. It's taken preachers years to mess that up. Amen? That's as simple as it gets, isn't it? Does that seem tough to anybody? To believe and confess him as Lord and Savior. Amen? For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? I like to read that backwards. Amen? Because I'm here to tell you that I was sent by God. Amen. To preach the word to you so that you could hear it and believe and call upon him. Amen? And it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. You can't get better than Paul Bonds. Glory to God. Anyway, 1 Corinthians. I added that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You know, that trap stick, it's used over and over again as offense. You ever been offended by something? Say amen or oh me. Have we? We have, haven't we? You know, sometimes we think we have the legal right to be offended. But God has a lot to say about offense. Because that offense, I think it's unique that that word is trap stick. Because when you are in offense, when you are offended, it's the very stick that holds the trap that Satan is trying to catch you in. Amen? Whether you just stumble by or whatever, that offense is a trap stick. Amen? Where did I say to go? 1 Corinthians 1. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom, did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. You ever thought about that? How foolish it is for somebody to stand up here? Amen. Right? It's just as foolish for you to sit out there and listen to me. Amen. But that's the power of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So whatever I'm preaching on or ministering on, there's faith in those words. When you connect to the word of God, that puts faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So whatever you're hoping for, whatever you're standing for, that faith is the substance that brings that into reality. Amen? It's foolishness of the message preached to those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. The word there, stumbling block, is the same word that we translate as trap stick or offense. In other words, Jesus was an offense to the Jews. Can you imagine somebody being offended at Jesus? Oh, my poor squirrel. Killed him. But to those who are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. Still with me? You guys aren't sure? Well, one of them's with me. The rest of you, I've lost them. No? Matthew chapter 16, we'll start reading in verse 13 through 23. Then Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, the other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" That's a good question, isn't it? Who do you say Jesus is? Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus then answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." In other words, Peter got it through revelation from God that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock," you know, larger religions have tried to build churches on the rock or the rock of St. Peter. That's not what it's saying. "On this revelation," in other words, this rock, in other words, the revelation that Peter got from God that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, "and on this rock I will build the church." Okay? Everybody got that? "And also said that you are Peter, and on this rock," that revelation, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." That's powerful, isn't it? Those are some awesome keys to bind and loose. "And whatever we bind, whatever we condemn is not only condemned here, but condemned in heaven." In other words, all heaven backs that decision up. "And whatever we allow, whatever we loose, whatever we permit, in any fashion, whether it's the TV, the computer, whatever we allow is allowed." Amen. But we have the power to stop it or bind it. "Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ or the Messiah. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised up the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.' But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense.'" Can you imagine? Peter's the one that just got revelation from God that he was the Messiah, that he was the Christ. But yet, when he got a little revelation from God, what did he think he could do? Correct Jesus. Amen. In other words, "Far be it from you, Jesus, that anybody..." Right? In other words, he ran off on this, and Jesus had to tell me, "You are an offense to me. Get behind me." In other words, what Jesus was saying, that Jesus was tested in all things just as we are. Right? Tempted in all things. And here's Peter trying to tell him, "Far be it from you. You're the Messiah." That isn't what Jesus was sent here for, was it? He was to die for us. In other words, there was a plan. But Peter's trying to get him puffed up. And he was the very stick that was about to trap him. Amen? Get back in there, little squirrel. I like dropping that on the ground. Every one of you like this every time it hits. Hallelujah. Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Let's go to Luke chapter 7. You still with me? I'll read verses 22 and 23. Jesus answered and he said to them, go and tell John the things which you have seen and heard. In other words, John come and ask him, are you the Messiah? In other words, John the Baptist, he's the one that said he was the Messiah to begin with, wasn't he, when he'd seen him at the Jordan. But he'd went through some horrific deals, and John was in prison. And he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the Messiah? But Jesus didn't just tell him, go and tell him yes. Jesus said, go and tell John the things that you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended of me. Can you be offended at Jesus? Amen or oh me, can we? There's a lot of people offended at Jesus. Are you offended at the healing message? How about the prosperity message? Does that offend you? Things of God? Here it said to go tell him, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel. Right? What's good news to a poor man? You don't have to stay poor no more. Amen? Amen? Well, you're in God's will. Just go eat your beans, you know, under the bridge over there. You're blessed of God. Hallelujah. No, that's not good news, is it? Good news is you don't have to stay poor. But does those things offend you? You know how easy it is to be offended at God? And that offense is the very thing that Satan is trying to trap you and destroy you and kill you. You know how easy it is to be offended at God when something happens, like what happened to Seth? Amen, oh me. It's the truth. Why me, God? Why? It's easy to be offended at the things of God, when what we need to do is stay in the Word. Because that offense is the very thing that will kill you. Amen? It's a trap that Satan is trying to snare you. Turn to Luke chapter 17. I'll start reading 1 through 4. Then he said to his disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him to whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than he should offend one of these little ones. You know, we always think that's talking about the children that just left. But I'm a little one. I'm one of God's children. And woe to the one that causes offense in the body of Christ. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you should forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Well, I read too far. Forgive him. Let's turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. It says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything, everybody say anything. Amen. If you have anything against anyone. We're talking about being offended, aren't we? Yeah. You know, sometimes we think we have the right to be offended. Well, you don't know what they did to me. You'd be offended too. That offense is the very thing that'll kill you. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if anyone does not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Say amen or oh may. Did we just read out of the word? We did, didn't we? 1 John chapter 2. Little John. Verse 10. It says, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling or offense. It is so easy to be offended nowadays. In fact, the world tells us that it's okay to be offended. But that offense is what causes sickness, disease. That offense is the very thing that Satan is going to use to trap you, to kill you. Is that offense? Amen. Let's pray for a minute. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We lift you up. We glorify you, Lord. Father, I've ministered the word here that you've given me, and send you up or don't shish you but quantanyotonante. Peter Hero don't sabotonte. Praise you, don't ask. If there's anybody here, and the sound of my voice that has been offended, whether it's offended at God, something happened that you're not quite sure of, or offended by somebody else, somebody in your past, somewhere down the road, offended you, hurt you, would you just raise your hand and admit that, Lord, I want to get rid of this thing. You know, that offense, I see there's that trap that Satan is trying to put me into. That there's an offense, and I choose not to be offended. Maybe there's something that's happened in your life you just don't understand. How could God do this? I'm here to tell you that God didn't do this. That it was the destroyer trying to trap you. In Jesus' name. And you'd been offended or are offended and you'd like to be done with it now. Just raise your hand. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We see these hands. We see these hands in Jesus' name. Father, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. If you've raised your hand or you should have raised your hand, why don't you come up here? I'd like to extend my faith with yours. And it's time to be rid of it. It's time to be rid of this offense. Would you come up here and stand with me? And I'd like to pray with you. I'd like to put my faith with yours. That we'd be done with this. Maybe there's more room over here. wherever we can. If you've been offended, if you've been hurt, it's time to release that. It's time to be done with it. It's time to get rid of it. Because that offense is the very thing that is trying to destroy you. That Satan is using those things to cause you to be trapped. Would you help me? You know, God's word says that he heals the brokenhearted. I don't need to know what you have been offended by. I don't care. But that offense is what is holding you in bondage. No matter how slight that offense is, that offense Satan is using to destroy your life. He's using to destroy your health. He's trying to destroy you with that offense. And I'd like to just, as being the hand of God, to help you get rid of this now, once forever. Amen. Amen. To be done with it. Would you put her hand on her heart? Father, we just pray. We thank you. We extend our faith with hers that this is done. She chooses now by being up here to be rid of this thing in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who did it. It doesn't matter what that it is drawn. And we break that yoke of bondage now in Jesus' name. Be free. Free in Jesus' name. Free. Hallelujah. Free in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's time to turn loose of these things. It doesn't matter who is offended. It doesn't matter what that offense or how that offense came. That makes no difference. That offense is only harming you, no one else. It's time to loose and set it free. We just put our faith with yours now that that bondage is broken and you are free. You're set free in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We'd extend our faith with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it has been that has offended you in whatever capacity, it makes no difference how bad it was. It makes no difference who it was. That it is your choice to be done with this thing now in Jesus' name. We put our faith with yours that this bondage is broken, healed, whole in Jesus' name. Be free. Jesus' name. To never pick it up again. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Santo Pumanakiero Tantan Dedo. You know, it makes no difference how much you deserve to be offended or what has happened. That makes no difference. Choose to be loose. And forgive in Jesus' name. Forgive them now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, we just put our faith with yours now in the name of Jesus to be free and loosed from this bondage. That offense is only there to destroy you. And we put our faith with yours. Be loosed and free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise you, Lord. Anybody else like prayer? In any way. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That bondage is a trap. It's a trap. In the name of Jesus. I'll wait for anything. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Stay hooked up with us, please. In the name of Jesus. You know, that offense is the very thing that Satan used to kill you. Just like those scriptures say, if you do not forgive, that he cannot forgive you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just hook our faith up with yours now in the name of Jesus. That offense, we recognize it, is from Satan, and it is there to destroy you, to trap you, to keep you in bondage. And we just release our faith with yours that it is done. It is done now, that you forgive and you choose to forgive. You don't have to feel like it. It's a decision. And you choose to forgive and be free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be loosed and free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I didn't think I could make it.
Are you? Seth?
Pray for me if you like.
I do. I would. I think. I've got mighty things for you to do. This is not your time to back off.
Press in.
Satan has been after you because if he can destroy you at this stage of your ministry, he can defeat you. Stay focused on his word. Stay focused on your family. Stay focused in him. He's got things for you to do in Jesus' name. And I just keep getting in my spirit that there's songs in you, and they'll be bubbling up out of you, words that rhyme. You need to write those words down, because we're making something. And through your music, through your song, through his words, you're going to lift people out of bondage with that music. We just speak complete restoration and wholeness to you now in the name of Jesus. That there'll be no hindrance to your speech. There'll be no hindrance to your thought life, your memory, or anything else in Jesus' name. Be healed from the very top of your head in Jesus' name. This music that I've put in you will set the captive free when they hear the joyful sound. Those words will come from your heart. And I ask, don't just play and sing the words, but minister those words from your heart, and it'll set people free in Jesus' name.
Because you worship me.
Because of your faithfulness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just praise him. Hey, God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, that shit, I don't. There was a hand raised back here. You want prayer or not? Is this to stand? Friends, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. And his mercy endures for everything. Anybody get anything out of this?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. I'll turn it back over to you.